Signal in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
We heard all over the holidays about people not celebrating Christmas because it's not inclusive, which is true. That holiday is not inclusive. There are a lot of holidays that aren't inclusive, though. If you don't have to celebrate, it doesn't mean everybody else can't either. And now the latest one to join that list, Valentine's Day. There's an elementary school in Minnesota that says, the principal says he's banning all holidays that aren't inclusive of all students. And Valentine's Day, there's always kids. I remember going to school where you get those little Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse or whatever cartoon was popular, and you just wrote everybody in class Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
It was just a way to get Hershey Kisses and those garbage candy heart things that have words on them.
My daughter Maisie's done exactly the same thing, like when she was going through, like, you know, pre-K and and then, you know. And
I think in middle school and high school, it started to get where you could send lollipops to people.
Oh, okay.
And that was, I don't ever remember anybody caring that if they got a lollipop or not, though.
Mm. But he's just, he's doing that, and along with other dominant holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. See, and this is what I don't understand, is that, like, I get there's a whole diverse range of people that live in this country. Mm-hmm. And the same in pretty most countries around the world. But if you don't want to celebrate something, don't celebrate it. But just because, why do people feel like that they have to go, well, look, this upsets this quarter of people.
Everyone or no one.
Yeah, like this quarter of people don't like this. I tell you what, instead of upsetting them, we'll just upset everybody. You know what I mean? Just yank it. I don't understand.
Would you be sad? Would you be hurt? Would you want the school to stop if Maisie came home, for instance, and say everybody else, all of her girlfriends got lollipops or whatever they do at school now, and she didn't get one? Because that's the only way Valentine's Day is not inclusive.
Yeah.
If nobody secretly loves you or openly loves you.
It's weird. I mean, personally speaking, I'd like them to scrap Valentine's Day because it will save me a bucket load of cash. But for...
You would like the...
the whole thing.
Adults. Yeah, would like adults to scrap Valentine's
Day.
Get
rid of it. Because it's only a Hallmark holiday anyway. It's not as, you know, it's just done for... It's done to encourage guys to spend a lot of money.
Do yourself a favor. Do what I do. Just send a text. Hey, we don't have to celebrate Valentine's Day this year, right?
Did that work out right?
It did work out fine.
All right, that's perfect. But I just think should be like, if there's a holiday and you don't want to celebrate it, don't celebrate it and just be done. I don't see why
you don't have to ruin everybody else's good time.
No, exactly.
424-1234. If you're a parent and you have a kid in school, would you want, and your kid didn't get Valentine's Day, do you want them to ban it, or do you tell your kid, hey, listen, not everybody's going to love you every year?
Yeah. Hi, you go 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Rose.
Hey, Rose.
How are you? I just wanted to chime in on the whole Valentine's Day thing.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. I don't understand why they feel like they have to cancel everything.
Do you have kids?
I do, and I explain to my son that I love my husband 365 days out of the year, not just Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to this holiday than just getting a Valentine. Kids look forward to this. Like you said, I remember going to school and coming home with like the little candy hearts and the cards.
Yeah,
and everybody got them, whether you were female or male, so I don't understand the big deal.
And as a kid, you just gave them to everybody. It wasn't...
Exactly.
How old is your son?
I would feel bad if my son couldn't experience the same thing I experienced.
How old is your son?
He's 8.
If he went to school and nobody gave him a Valentine's Day card, would you change your mind on that? Do you think...
No, I would just explain to him not everybody might not get one.
Listen,
and
kids are jerks.
I give my kids Valentine's Day gifts, so either way, he's getting something.
But do you think it's weird, though, that there seems to be this whole thing going through now that
like you said, if there's one person who doesn't want it, they want to upset everybody.
Yeah.
And a lot of different people are used to celebrating this. I don't feel like they should just ban it from the schools.
People are more upset about upsetting the minority than the majority now, and that's kind of sad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you don't celebrate it, it's understandable, but why punish everyone else who does?
All right, thanks for checking in this morning.
Thank you.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too.
You're saying that because you're the majority. There's going to be a time when you're the minority and you're going to be outraged, fists in the air.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that you would be sensitive. You'd feel differently about it if your daughter had come home at some point all sad and wet head because she didn't get a Valentine's Day card and everybody else in her class did.
I don't know if I would.
You would say, why do they do that? You would feel completely different. Until you're personally affected by something, you don't care about it.
And I don't know if it's the fact that just from like where I come from, I've seen a lot of that kind of business going on. It's like things like when the last Soccer World Cup was on, like lots of diehard fans would fly their flag from outside their windows or whatever, from their houses. And elements of people were complaining, saying it was racist and stuff, and it was upsetting them. So then local town officials were citing people, telling them to take them down or they'll get fined. If you don't like it, turn the other way. You're gonna pass someone's house so quickly. Yeah. And we just seem to want to appease a minority instead of wondering what the majority likes.
All right, 424-1234 if you want to chime in on this. Up next, we bust three myths about your love life, what you can no longer use as an excuse, ladies. It's coming up next on Eagle 97.7.